young, you. The 5 o'clock news, sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, with the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood. This is WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center at 5 o'clock.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The governments of Israel and Lebanon reaching a ceasefire agreement to end the conflict between Israel and Iran-backed Hezbollah. The U.S. brokered deal comes after a year of escalations and intense fighting. At the White House, President Biden says Israeli forces have reduced Hezbollah's capability to carry out an October 7th-style attack on Israel's northern border. He says the agreement clears a path to also end the war in Gaza and bring the remaining hostages home.
So now Hamas has a choice to make. Their only way out is to release the hostages, including American citizens, which they hold.
The 60-day pause in fighting between Israel and Lebanon begins in a matter of hours. President-elect Trump's transition team signed a memorandum of understanding today with the Biden White House. That critical document allows Trump's team to use government agencies helping for a smoother transition. And stocks closing up today, the Dow climbing to new record territory. This is ABC News. The world's oldest man has died.
John Tenniswood attributed his longevity to pure luck. When interviewed in April by Guinness World Records, he was 112. Died in a care home in northwest England near Liverpool, says his family, a great-grandfather. Tenniswood cited moderation.
You should always try and keep on moving about.
In civilian life, an accountant, he handled financial matters while serving in the British Army Pay Corps in World War II. On his birthday in August, Tenniswood said he didn't feel 112.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. In Florida, Susan Lawrence will spend the next 25 years in prison for fatally shooting her black neighbor through her own front door. Lawrence was convicted of shooting Ajike Owens in front of her own children. Prosecutors say a dispute stemmed from Lawrence, who is white, allegedly calling the children racial slurs. Lawrence opening fire after Owens knocked on her door. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry on Fridays. Saturdays at Arthur's showcase the amazing prime rib. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 until 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. And Leah Granzo Insurance Agency of Boscobel. Your American Family Insurance Agents. Insurance designed with you in mind. Partly cloudy and cold tonight with a low of 22. Mix of sun and clouds tomorrow with a high of 37. And increasing clouds tomorrow night. A few flurries are possible and a low of 20. Currently in Richland Center, it's partly cloudy and the winds are calm and our current temperature is 27 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 4, giving back. Working at Pine Valley will give you the chance to do the important work of giving back to that generation that has provided so much to you at a time when they can no longer care for themselves. Giving back. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Republican Donald Trump's support has grown broadly since he last sought the presidency. In his defeat of Democrat Kamala Harris, Trump won a bigger percentage of the vote in each one of the 50 states and Washington, D.C. than he did 4 years ago. According to an Associated Press analysis, he won more actual votes than in 2020 in 40 states. Even with turnout lower, Trump received 2.5 million more votes than he did in 2020. Trump cut into places where Harris needed to overperform to win a close election, especially in swing state metropolitan areas that have been Democrats' winning electoral strongholds. Now Democrats are weighing how to regain traction ahead of the midterm elections in 2 years. UW-Madison has jumped up in research rankings. For years, it was number 8 on the list of universities that spent the most on research, but now it's number 6. That's because it has $1.7 billion in research expenditures. About half of that came from federal grants and awards. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin has announced $400,000 has been designated to construct a new facility for the City of New Lisbon's Law Enforcement Department. The new facility will reduce safety risk posed by the current century-old building, upgrade infrastructure, and improve efficiency. The funding comes through the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Community Facilities Grant Program. The new facility will feature designated areas for offices of the police chief, administrative assistant, and officers to ensure the safety of both law enforcement and officials and civilians entering and exiting the building. It will also include a waiting room, break room, interrogation room, evidence and evidence storage rooms, armory, storage spaces, training area, bathroom areas, and a drive-through squad bay. Two men were arrested for poaching in Avoca. Iowa County Sheriff Michael Peterson reports that on Friday, law enforcement and Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources received multiple tips in the Clyde Township of poachers looking for a deer they had shot overnight. During the investigation, a search warrant was served at an address on East Clyde Street in the village of Avoca. This search warrant resulted in the arrest of two individuals. Mark L. Reek, 36, of Avoca, for possession of a firearm contrary to an injunction, which is a felony, and possession of drug paraphernalia, a misdemeanor. And Kim H. Wardell, 69, of Muscadet. Wardell was charged with two misdemeanors for resisting or obstructing an officer and possession of drug paraphernalia, and two felony counts of possession of methamphetamine and bail jumping. He was also arrested on a probation hold. Parts of the illegally harvested deer were located at the residence. The investigation continues, and further charges will be referred to the Iowa County District Attorney's Office by Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources today announced preliminary deer harvest and license sale totals for the opening weekend of the 2024 gun deer season. Preliminary figures indicate the number of gun deer hunters in Wisconsin slightly increased compared to 2023. As of 11:59 Sunday night, sales for gun deer privileges, which include gun, archery, crossbow, conservation patron, and sports licenses, reached 778,111, up 0.48% from the same time last year. Of those, 541,258 were for gun privileges only. Final license sales figures will be available in January, at which time DNR staff will perform a thorough analysis and interpretation. In total, hunters registered 89,203 deer statewide during the opening weekend of the 2024 gun deer hunt, compared to 90,831 registered for the same period in 2023. This is a 1.8% decrease from a year ago and 4.7% below the 5-year average. Hunters registered a total of 49,038 antlered deer on opening weekend, compared to 51,261 in 2023, a 4.3% decrease. The antlerless harvest was 40,165, which is up 1.5% from last year. In the Southern Farmland District, which includes Crawford, Grant, Iowa, Richland, Sauk, and Vernon counties, there were a total of 20,567 deer harvested, which included 10,585 antlered and 9,982 antlerless. Vernon County had the most deer harvested at 2,797, followed by Grant with 2,160 and Sauk with 1,908. Richland County reported a total harvest of 1,657. Crawford County saw 1,782 deer harvested, and Iowa County had a total of 993. Conditions for opening weekend this year were mostly cloudy and dry with some light precipitation in places Saturday morning. Mornings were cool and quiet. Temperatures rose to near or above 40 each day, which made for comfortable conditions for hunters. Reports from the field varied widely from good deer activity to little or no daytime deer movement. Some reports of breeding activity were still coming in, but overall deer sightings and harvest were down as expected, given the late opening date relative to the peak of the breeding season. At this time, the DNR has no firearm-involved hunting incidents to report during the opening weekend of the 2024 gun deer season. During the opening weekend of the 2023 season, the DNR reported 2 firearm-involved hunting incidents. The DNR reminds hunters to always use the 4 rules of firearm safety, Tab K, as a cornerstone for safe and successful hunting. Navigating airports and airplanes can be stressful at the best of times of the year. As millions of travelers take to the skies over this busy holiday period, that stress can hit new heights. Flight attendants say give yourself a buffer day. Wherever you're traveling, there's a potential for storms and weather delays, which of course can cause cancellations. Leave buffer time for layovers too. Sure, the idea of sitting around at the airport waiting isn't appealing, but missing your connecting flight is a much worse outcome. If you're still considering a last-minute holiday getaway, there may still be time for good deals out there, usually midweek. Book directly through the airline, because third-party platforms are more likely to automatically book travelers onto flights with super tight connection times. Opt for the first flight of the day, because any delays or cancellations will roll on throughout the day. If you have children, book flights around nap times. Black Friday is traditionally the single busiest shopping day of the year. It arrives a little late this year on November 29th, with many stores advertising Black Friday prices much earlier. Instead of setting an alarm to brave crowds for deeply discounted items, dedicated shoppers are expected to look for deals online if they haven't already finished their holiday shopping. Retail experts predict increased mobile shopping and tighter budgets in a shorter shopping season. If you do decide to shop in person on Black Friday, the Better Business Bureau offers these tips to make your shopping experience productive and maybe even enjoyable. Have a plan to make the most of Black Friday deals. Start with a list of items and use sale flyers and promotions to determine which store has the best price for the big ticket and popular items. Set a budget and stick with it before heading out. Read the fine print. Some retailers may offer an additional percentage off the purchase, but could exclude certain deals or items such as doorbusters. Watch for companies boasting a high percentage off. The item may be 75% off, but the original price could be inflated. Carefully check the price tags, terms, and conditions. See if competitors have the item at a better price or have a better return policy. Check the reviews. If you're not familiar with the retailer, visit BBB.org to check their complaint and review history. Read product reviews on extremely discounted items. Plan out the excursion. Make a game plan of which stores to visit at which time and what items to buy at each store. Some retailers only honor certain sale ads early in the morning and have limited inventory of those items. Sign up for email alerts and reward programs. Many stores send their best Black Friday deals and exclusive coupons to subscribers to their emails. Sign up before the holiday season, then unsubscribe afterward if needed. Use reward cards or credit cards that offer cashback points or other benefits. Know the return policy and warranty information. Pass any information about returns, exchanges, repairs, and warranties to the person using the item. Gift receipts are an easy way for recipients to return or exchange a gift if it's not just right, but make sure the item can be returned before purchasing. Go online. You may not have to leave the house if the store offers the deal online. Look for free shipping and in-store pickup options to avoid the crowds. Coupon sites and browser extensions can offer discount codes that may bring the delivery price below that of an in-person exchange. See if the upcoming Cyber Monday price might be lower than the Black Friday one. Shop with confidence this Black Friday by choosing businesses that prioritize trust and ethics in the marketplace. You'll have peace of mind, avoid scams, and make smart purchasing decisions. For more information, visit BBB.org. Those wishing to be a recipient in this year's Smiles for a Child are reminded that applications must be returned to Richland County Health and Human Services by 4:30 Wednesday afternoon in order to receive gifts at the toy distribution next month.
This is Leah of the Leah Granzo Agency, LLC of American Family Insurance. As your local insurance agent in Baskerville, I am here for you. Please give us a call or stop by our offices. You can reach us at 608-375-5776 or visit our website at leahgranzoagency.com. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with me, my team, and American Family Insurance.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Ryan Aaron Chambers, 19 of Richland Center, died last Tuesday. Funeral services will be held Friday at 4 at the Richland Center Community Center. A live stream of the service can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Burial will be held Saturday at 11 at the Czech National Cemetery, rural Yuba, with the funeral procession leaving the Pratt Memorial Chapel at 10:30. Friends may call at the Richland Center Community Center Friday from noon until 4. In lieu of flowers, donations may be directed to the family for a scholarship in Ryan's name. Ryan Chambers, 19 of Richland Center. Gerald Edward Wendorf, 86 of Viola, died Sunday. A memorial service will be held Saturday at 11 at the Viola United Methodist Church. A private family burial will be held after all services. Friends may call at the Viola United Methodist Church Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials to St. Croix Hospice, the Kickapoo School District New Sign Fund, or Viola United Methodist Church would be appreciated. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Gerald Edward Wendorf, 86 of Viola. Forrest J. Frosty Haganaw, 74 of Hillsboro, died November 18th at Bluffview Memory Care in Holman. A graveside gathering with military rites will take place Wednesday, December 4th at 11 o'clock at the Mount Vernon Cemetery. A celebration of life will follow at the Hillsboro Firemen's Community Center in Hillsboro. In lieu of flowers, memorials would be appreciated to an animal shelter or humane society. The Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro is assisting with arrangements for Forrest J. Frosty Haganaw, 74 of Hillsboro. Renata Christina Nelson, 59 of Richland Center, died Thursday. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. Burial will be held in the Muscadet Cemetery in the spring. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Renata Christina Nelson, 59 of Richland Center.
Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center is ready to give you more choices, more savings with this year's Value Bonanza. The Value Bonanza sales event gives you more ways to save than ever before. You can take advantage of special financing plus cash back options on select New Holland equipment for a limited time. Save on tractors, save on hay and forage products, save on material handling equipment too. Visit Simpson's Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Richland Center today for complete details. Offers end December 31st, 2024. Don't miss the Black Friday sale going on now at Furniture Decor and More in Boscobel and now open in Westby. Get a sofa love seat set for only $699.99 or save up to $500 with their Black Friday coupons. Plus, all home decor and accessories is 25% off. And don't forget to check out the new products from FlexSteel and the highly rated Nectar mattresses. Shop the Black Friday sale going on now at Furniture Decor and More in Boscobel and Westby. Free financing available.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. After a mostly sunny and crisp day today, we were one of the few places in the state that actually climbed above freezing. We hit the mid-30s, and we get one more day of that before we crash cold, as high temperatures tomorrow reach the upper 30s. Thankfully, the winds are calm tonight, and they'll stay that way tomorrow, too. By tomorrow night, we'll see clouds increasing with a few flurries possible. This, of course, as a cold front pushes through. We'll be waking up on Thanksgiving with blustery winds out of the northwest, a few few clouds out there and highs struggling to hit 30. We do have a small shot of snow showers pushing through Thursday night, but a majority of them look to stay south. Otherwise, after that cold front passes, we get much colder for Friday. As clouds clear, high temperatures barely hit 20. Yeah, you heard that right. So this means Friday night and into early Saturday morning, lows are going to bottom out in the single digits. Not to mention, winds are going to be feisty, creating blustery cold wind chills, where Saturday morning and early Sunday morning could be dangerously cold. Not to mention, throughout Saturday afternoon and Sunday afternoon, highs only hit the low 20s. It's time to bundle up and layer up. And also, make sure that you have a winter weather emergency kit ready in your car right now, especially before you hit the road for any holiday travel. Absolutely put tools in there, extra gloves, a hat, blankets, sleeping bags, cat litter, or anything. A shovel? Because if you get stranded in these cold temperatures, time ticks fast. It will be mostly dry this weekend, but if you're on the southeast side of any of the Great Lakes, you're going to see lake effect snow. Safe travels and stay warm. Be sure to check on your neighbors and any elderly, and also beware of the pets. It's cold for their paws too. And just in case, make sure that you have a way to stay warm in case you lose power. It's always good to have a plan, especially around the holidays. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's partly cloudy and 26 degrees after a high today of 33 and a morning low of 17. Yesterday's high was 41 and we received 15 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. Record high set back in 1990 is 65 degrees and the record low set back in 1977 is 13 below. Last year's high was 31 with a low of 24. Sunset took place tonight at 4:29 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:09. Winds are calm. Our barometric pressure is 30.15 and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 26 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, a dedicated professional supplier of propane. Tonight's sports broadcast on WRCO will feature boys basketball. WRCO's Phil Nee has more on the matchup.
Girls basketball games this evening. River Valley is at Potosi Cassville. Lodi at Wisconsin Dells. DeSoto at La Crescent. Sparta at Baraboo and Viroqua at Cashton. North Crawford is at Riverdale for girls basketball. Belmont at Cuba City. Lancaster at Darlington. Schulzburg at Dodgeville. And Richland Center at Wisconsin Heights. Boys basketball, Westby at Mauston. Ithaca opens up at Royal. It's Weston at Wantiwok Center. Lafarge at Brookwood. River Valley travels to Mount Horeb, Cashton at Kickapoo, and Riverdale at Seneca, Wisconsin Dells at Portage. This is the first night boys basketball games can be scheduled. Argyles at Southwestern, Lancaster at Barneveld, Iowa Grant at Belmont, Schulzburg at Boscobel, River Ridge at Fenimore, and Viroqua at Richland Center. That's coming up this evening as the Hornet boys open the season with some court experience. Here's Coach Brian Pulse.
We have really, except for one senior from last year, everyone back, all five starters. One injury that will also affect us this year. But so much experience coming back, and still, you know, some young experience. Jaden Shep's going to be the starting point guard again as a sophomore. You know, probably two juniors, two seniors, you know, similar to how we started things last year. So still not a really senior-dominated team, but definitely have a great group of seniors who've had a lot of experience. And now that everyone has had that year together, we're really looking to have a nice step forward this season.
Hear the game tonight on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Pregame time begins around 7:15. I'm Phil Nee.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment, plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
What do you look for in an insurance agency? Is it service or premium or both? Those are two good reasons to call Schwartz Insurance for your insurance protection. With Schwartz Insurance, you'll have a local person to help you find the right coverage for your agribusiness, personal, and business insurance, and a local person to answer any questions and help you deal with any issues that may arise. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual Insurance want you to be sure you have the best protection at the best cost. Call 647-8891 for peace of mind insurance protection.
Improved defense is getting a lot of the credit for the Bucks' recent surge. The team has won six times in its last seven games. Opponents are shooting just under 43% in those games. The improvement can be dated back to coach Doc Rivers' decision to inject some hustle and energy by leaning on the young players on the roster. Andre Jackson Jr. and AJ have combined with Taurean Prince and DeLon Wright to make a negative perimeter defense. A solid positive for Milwaukee. The Bucks host Miami tonight. A three-win week pushes the Badgers up four spots in the Associated Press's basketball poll to number 15. Wisconsin's first appearance in the poll was at 19 last week. Marquette did even better, jumping from number 15 to number 10 after grabbing an upset over Purdue. Wisconsin will host Chicago State on Saturday at the Kohl Center. Tip-off for that game will be at noon. And then Marquette will be hosting Stonehill tomorrow night. Tip-off will be at 8. Fresh off a 38-10 spanking of a San Francisco 49ers team missing several important players, the Packers could be facing something similar. It's a short week with a game against the Miami Dolphins on Thanksgiving Day. A concussion will keep Romeo Doubs on the sideline. Green Bay's first injury report of the week reveals that cornerback Jair Alexander and linebacker Edgerrin Cooper aren't practicing. There are questions about the health of linebacker Isaiah McDuffie. The Dolphins have looked impressive since quarterback Tua returned, and Alexander's absence will be felt when speedsters like Tyreek Hill, Jaylen Waddle, and Odell Beckham Jr. race downfield. Off-season speculation has centered on the possibility that the Brewers might trade Devin Williams, one of the best closers in Major League Baseball. He's scheduled to become a free agent after the 2025 season. MLB analyst Mike Nightingales of USA Today Sports is reporting Milwaukee will hang on to Williams at least at the start of the season. In six seasons with the Brewers, the team's closer has put up an impressive 1.83 ERA and saved 68 games. The expanded Big Ten is poised to be a major player in this season's college football playoffs. The 18-team conference had three of the top four teams in the AP poll this week. Number one, Oregon. Number two, Ohio State. And number four, Penn State. A win-loss Indiana team is ranked 10th, but is still very much a contender to make the playoffs. Indiana's rise has been perhaps the Big Ten's biggest story of the season. Much of the spotlight was on newcomers Oregon, Southern California, UCLA, and Washington. But aside from the top-ranked Ducks, the foursome has struggled to impress. And Aaron Rodgers is still contemplating whether he wants to play football next season. And if he does return, he said during his weekly appearance on the Pat McAfee show on Tuesday that he prefers it to be with the New York Jets. The star quarterback, who turns 41 next Monday, denied a recent report that he wants to keep playing next year, but not with the Jets. He said he needs to see how he feels physically and where the Jets stand with a new general manager and coach. He added that the Jets will also want him to be playing for them. That will factor into his decision. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. And Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
During this week of Thanksgiving, the Okooch Mountain Humane Society offers its sincere and heartfelt thanks to all of the many individuals and local businesses that have continued to support OMHS in so many ways during the past few years. Most of all, a huge thank you to all of our volunteers, to those who continue to give loving forever homes to shelter animals, to those who do whatever else they can to contribute to the well-being of every animal. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, including your pets, from everyone at OMHS. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
How about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want 4 free phones.
Maybe I'll get
4 free phones.
4 free phones.
Get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. Here's another hint. Get $100 towards accessories with each smartphone purchase. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Verona.
This Friday is your last chance for Black Friday savings at Town & Country TV and Appliance in Reedsburg and Richland Center. Save hundreds on a brand new line of ranges from Whirlpool, featuring air fry technology. Get a dishwasher safe air fry basket free with purchase of these new ranges. Now's the time to schedule delivery of your new range, refrigerator, or laundry. Find previous model year closeouts in both stores, 206 East Main Street, Reedsburg, or 2490 Highway 14, Richland Center, and Town & Country RC.com.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, ag supplies, milking equipment, and service, plus friendly small town convenience. It's Aiderers in Plain.
Corn was lower Tuesday. Soybeans, cattle, and hogs finished mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Farming's in your DNA and Stein's as well. Stein offers seed genetics developed by farmers for farmers. Stein has yield, live life your way with Stein. Soybeans ended the session mixed, mostly higher, adjusting spreads. Development conditions in South America continue to look favorable with more rain on the way for some areas. Soybean oil was up in global demand expectations, while bean meal was down in profit-taking. January beans were 2.25 lower at 983.5. March was down a quarter at 994. December soybean meal is down $5.60 at 288.10. December soybean oil is up 138 points at 42.59. Corn was lower, also monitoring the generally favorable crop conditions in most of Argentina and Brazil. Losses were limited by solid demand for feed, fuel, and export use. December was down 4.75 at 420. March corn was 4 lower at 428. And wheat was mostly higher. The USDA's final winter wheat crop condition rating of ahead of dormancy was solid at 55% good to excellent. There is talk of lowered exports from Russia, which could help the U.S., but there is competition from Argentina and Australia. December Chicago is 3.75 higher at 539.5. December Kansas City was up 4 at 550.5. December Minneapolis, the exception, was down 3.5 at 577.5. Over at the Merck, live cattle were mixed and feeders were higher, watching the direct cash cattle markets. Megan Grebner will have more on that in just a moment. December live was up 40 at 186.90 and February held at 187.70. January feeders with that lower move in corn were 262 higher at 258.10. March is up 215 at 256.47. And hogs were mostly higher on spread trade and demand expectations. December lean was up $1.12 at 83.10. The February hog contract was 235 higher at 88.27. Megan Grebner has that full look at the cash livestock markets coming up after this.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
You've got choices, you've got options, and selections, favorites, picks, takes, votes, preferences, leanings, whatever you call them. What's important is that you've got them. At Wiffles Hybrids, we've made our choice to remain an independent U.S. farm family-owned company, free to make the best decisions for our business and that of our customers. So make your choice, or whatever you call it, and plant your independence. Wiffles Hybrids.
Direct cash cattle trade activity has been sluggish. There were a few deals reported in Iowa. Asking prices were at $189 live in the south, but weren't established in the north. Look for the bulk of the week's business to develop before that Thursday holiday. Boxed beef closed higher on good demand for solid offerings. Choice up $1.86 at $311.57. Select closed $1.75 higher at $275.49. Estimated cattle slaughter was 126,000 head, even on the week and about even on the year. Cash hogs had no comparison with a solid negotiated run. Bears and gelts at the National Daily Direct had a base range of 77 to 90.50 and a weighted average of 87.86. The Iowa Minnesota had a weighted average of 87.80. The Western Corn Belt had a weighted average of 87.82. Pork values closed lower, down $2.18 at 91.15. And estimated hog slaughter was 489,000 head, even on the week and up about 7,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. This Friday and Saturday, don't miss our Black Friday deals. 2 days packed with incredible savings, from tools to home accessories, and we've got everything you need at unbeatable prices. Stock up for the holidays or find the perfect gift. Hurry in because these deals won't last long. Walsh's Ace, your place for savings, selection, and service. In Richland Center, Muscadet, and Ace of La Crosse, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. The Senior Director of Brokerage for CHS Hedging expects a lot of market volatility through the end of the year. Joe Barker tells Brownfield,
trade will continue through the next coming months. Even though there's a transition in Washington, D.C., agriculture continues. I think you'll continue to see some price action around what trade continues to happen. And, of course, basis can be impacted a lot.
More news is next.
This is this week's Player with Heart, Eden Finucane from Mauston High School, for her commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Eden is a three-sport athlete and takes part in band and flag squad. She's active in 4-H and FFA and enjoys growing her skills in public speaking. She's part of a family farming operation and talked about what agriculture means to her.
It's a family tradition. My family's been farming since the 1950s, and I've sort of grown up learning how to show and care for my dairy animals.
Eden would like to go into nursing after high school, but she said it's also important to her to be a part of that family farming tradition.
Grandma owns the farm right now, and it's probably going to be passed on to my mom and my aunts. And from there, I'd like to have some part in ownership in the farm, maybe. I want to stay connected with the farm and help out on it when I get older.
At PEX, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Three U.S. district courts have now ruled in favor of farm groups who argue a Department of Labor farm worker rule illegally provides collective bargaining rights to H-2A guest workers. Michael Marsh with the National Council of Agricultural Employers tells Brownfield the U.S. District Court of Kentucky's decision this week has even broader impacts.
I think that this decision by this district court judge is going to make it very challenging for the Department of Labor to resurrect this regulation.
Supplies of red meat and poultry in cold storage got tighter in the month of October. The USDA says frozen red meat stocks were 3% lower than last year, with year-to-year increases in beef and pork production canceled out by solid demand. U.S. poultry stocks declined 7%, implying solid demand for chicken and a seasonal drawdown for turkey. More news at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Back in 1974, twin brothers Dan and Don Hartung, just 17, rented 40 acres to grow corn. They borrowed equipment and rallied the family to help, turning their first harvest into something much bigger. Now, the following year, the Hartung Brothers, Inc. was born. From those early days of custom farming, their commitment to meeting local farmers' needs and solving challenges quickly grew them from 40 acres to 800 acres in a single year. Today, Hartung Brothers continues to innovate and grow, rooted in family values and dedicated to helping farmers succeed.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee, and this is Managing for Profit on Brownfield. What if you could plant a cover crop and get additional benefits that will help the next cash crop? A multi-state, multi-year study just began to learn about how corn and cover crops can work together and how some cover crops generate their own weed-fighting chemicals. Marta Mora Coleman with the University of Wisconsin has more about the new study next on today's Managing for Profit.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
What's a corn farmer's favorite dog?
A husky.
Some things shouldn't be flat. But with GHX, you can maximize your acres with one flat price. While other brands sell by the bag, we sell seed by the acre to maximize your yield and profit potential. Our custom seed recommendations combine extensive product characterization and agronomic expertise to get the right product, population, and placement, all for one flat price per acre. Learn how at ghxseed.com/connect.
Marta Mora Coleman is a University of Wisconsin crop researcher digging into ways to get more from cover crops.
We are just starting an experiment looking at different cover crops that are winter cover crops, so we're going to be planting them this fall. And next year, we're going to plant corn for grain and alfalfa after this cover crops. And the twist here is that a couple of the cover crops that we are testing are actually allelopathic cover crops. And what that means is that these cover crops produce chemicals that help prevent the growth of other plants around them. So basically what happens is that these allele chemicals will inhibit the growth of other plants. So this could be very, very useful, especially for looking at different options to help control weeds in our fields. But actually, we're also very curious to know if there is any way that those allele chemicals are interfering with the germination, establishment, and production of corn and alfalfa. We have different treatments, so we're going to do planting green, we're going to terminate the cover crops before we plant, and in the alfalfa treatments, we're also going to do a treatment where we're going to harvest the forage, the cover crops for forage. And the reason why is that we really want to get a good sense of each one of those two systems, a grain system and a forage system. So it's primarily rye. It has been identifying some wheat, winter wheat species, but to a lesser degree, at least to my knowledge. So in rye, this production of allele chemicals, of course, there is some interaction with the environment, but it's also very controlled by genetics, which means that you can actually breed specifically for more allele chemicals or less allele chemicals. So that's a very interesting characteristic of rye, and we want to understand it a little bit better. There is very, very little field data. A lot of work has been done in labs, in greenhouses, but we really want to see what happens in the field.
That's Marta Mora Coleman, and I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on the farm delivery, they have you covered. Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut, Reedsburg, 524-3815.
Cool Copper Comfort for just $700. Get your queen-sized copper-infused mattress now at A-Plus Furniture in Richland Center.
Crack the bottle, pour another drink. Flicking cigarettes off in the sink. About to kick it into gear and hit the bar. Took that shit too far and I done broke your heart again. Baby, I don't think I'll ever learn. Probably always had to crash and burn. It's like I love living in the flames. Swear I will, but I don't think I'll ever change. Girl, the same way Johnny loved June. That's the same way I'll be loving you till the day them angels come through. Just make sure you want me, baby, 'cause I'm just like Johnny. Yeah, smoke that smoke to get high. Ain't nowhere close to walking that line. Stay three shades down and out of my mind. So make sure you want me, baby, 'cause I'm just like Johnny, baby. Keep on wondering how long you gon' stick around. How many times have I done put you through the rain? And after all, I still, still ain't a ring up on that finger. Oh, baby, I don't think I'll ever learn. You probably always have to watch me crash and burn. I always fall back in the same traps I've always been caught up in. Again and again till the end. Make sure you want me, baby.
From the Creative Outlet. Our Small Business Friday and Saturday sale is 50% off all individual scrapbooking papers.
The half-price sale is happening now at Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center in Viroqua. From today through Sunday, buy any item at the regular or sale price and get a second item of equal or lesser value for half off. Don't miss out on big savings for the whole family on shoes and clothing. Mr. G's is open today through Friday, 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m., with a sale ending this Sunday. But hurry, special orders and layaways aren't included. Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, where style meet savings during November.
Choose Mr. G.
This Friday is your last chance for Black Friday savings at Town & Country TV and Appliance in Reedsburg and Richland Center. Save hundreds on a brand new line of ranges from Whirlpool featuring air fry technology. Get a dishwasher safe air fry basket free with purchase of these new ranges. Now's the time to schedule delivery of your new range, refrigerator, or laundry. Find previous model year closeouts in both stores, 206 East Main Street, Reedsburg, or 2490 Highway 14, Richland Center, and Town & Country RC.com.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Experience the ultimate in snow removal with Cub Cadet snowblowers from McFarland's. Engineered for performance and durability, Cub Cadet snowblowers are designed to make your winter easier. With a wide range of models to choose from, you can find the perfect snowblower to fit your lifestyle. Visit McFarland's Retail and Service Center in Sauk City and discover the Cub Cadet difference.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
100.9 WRCO.
What am I gonna do when I just a memory? Oh, what am I gonna drink when I don't have to think about what I'm gonna do without you? Been drinking everything on that shelf. Feels like I'm kidding.
What am I going to do? That's Morgan Miles on Country and Community. Good evening. My name is Tim Thede. How are you this evening? Hoping you're having a great Tuesday night in Richland Center and wherever you're listening as far as that goes. Not just Richland Center, wherever you're listening. And thank you for making WRCO a part of your evening. Right now at 5:56, our temperature is 25 degrees. And look for some partly cloudy and cold conditions for this evening with a low of 22. And I'll have more in the weather forecast coming up at the top of the hour. From the WRCO Lost and Found Department, found a reddish-colored male Irish setter dog. The dog has no collar. It was found on the corner of Hazeltine and Burnham Streets right here in Richland Center. If you are the owner of this dog, if it sounds like yours, give a call to 608-604-2306. And then looking ahead to tomorrow, the St. John's Lutheran Church in Richland Center will be serving their annual Thanksgiving dinner. Meals are carry out and delivery. Delivered meals within a 2-mile radius of Richland Center will be distributed from 11 to 2. Carryouts can be picked up at the church from 11:30 to 12:30. Orders must be placed by tomorrow at noon. To place an order, call 608-647-3000 and leave your name, phone number, delivery or pickup, and how many dinners you want. Someone will contact you regarding your address. Free will donations are accepted. Coming up next, we have John Anderson with I Fell in the Water.
Never seen a miracle before. I thought you were sent from heaven's door, but you knew all along you wouldn't stay. You left me here to drown in this heartache. I fell in the water that you walked on. Once I did, I couldn't get enough. You're nowhere near what you appear to be. Now I see the truth that I'm in too deep. Well, I fell in the water that you walked on.
You like